Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness radio broadcast. At the leading of the Lord, primarily, and in view of some recent attacks of the enemy against the body of Christ, which I've heard about, we are rerunning our older radio broadcast on the power and application of the blood of Jesus. My radio broadcast, our CDs, DVDs, and my book, The Blood and the Glory, were the result of the Lord speaking to me and giving me revelation on the power in His blood and how to walk in the protection of the blood of Jesus. Please listen.
And this is the Passover meal. Every part of it is done exactly the same way. The dish has exactly the right food in the right spot. God told them how to do it. They say the right things in the right spot. They say the same song every time. And they have been doing with that bread the same thing for 1,500 years. The bread comes in three parts. It's unleavened bread. It's matzah. If you've ever seen matzah, it has stripes in it and it has holes in it. And they have taken three pieces of the matzah. They are stacked one on top of the other on the matzah plate. They take out the middle piece of the matzah. And oh, this was so much fun to watch in that house up on the West Bank. I knew the meaning of it. I wanted to see it acted out. But I didn't want it done, you know, where somebody was showing me in a church. I wanted to go see it. And out from the middle piece, they take out the middle piece. They call him the Afiko man. And it's kin to that word, which means kinsman redeemer. And they bring out that middle piece. It stands for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They take out the middle piece, and the Father takes it and hides it somewhere in the house, under a pillow in the living room or something. And when they come to this part of the meal then, the bread part, the children get really excited because they go hunt it. And we may have gotten hunting Easter eggs from this. I don't know where we got it, but they go hunt that. And they go hunt, 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 hunt. And then whoever gets it gets prizes. And he comes out, he has the Afiko man, he has the Afiko man. And then the Father does the blessing over the bread and he says, blessed art thou, O Lord God, King of the universe, which brings forth the bread from the earth. And Jesus said to them, I am this bread. I am the one that will come forth from the earth for you. He came into the earth and became a man of flesh and blood with an earth body. And that earth body was placed in there, but he was brought forth for them, for their physical sustenance, for their earth body. In the Passover, we see divine healing. We see his provision for our bodies. This bread, that's me. I wonder what they thought when he said that. Yes, glory, hallelujah. Likewise, verse 20, the cup after supper he took, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. The new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. This is the third cup. This is the cup of Elijah, or the Messiah's cup. They call it now the Elijah cup because he will be the forerunner of Messiah. But when he picked up that Messiah cup, which is for Elijah, or for the Messiah, or for Elijah. They always set a place at the table for Elijah. And you're sitting around the table, everybody has a chair, and Elijah's got the best chair. That's why dining room sets have a chair at the end with the arms on it. Because that's the Elijah chair. It's better than all the other chairs. And the children get up and go to the door to see if maybe Elijah has come tonight. Elijah being the forerunner of the Messiah. He picks up the Elijah cup and he says, this is my blood of the covenant. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16. Now here we have further revelation from the Apostle Paul concerning these things. 1 Corinthians 10:16, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of the Mashiach? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of the Mashiach? When you enter into communion and we take that covenant meal with him of the blood and of the bread, We are connecting with the whole divine economy of the blood. When you take the communion tonight, when you take that cup in you of the blood, we're emphasizing the blood because that's what we've talked about all week. You're entering into everything that blood accomplished from the time that it began in heaven, its heavenly terminal, where the Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world, where God covered Adam and showed them with each little animal that the blood was shed forth for their sins. When Jesus Christ came in the earth, fulfilled this Passover, when He poured out His blood and redeemed you from the hand of the enemy, that blood that cleanses you, that blood that sanctifies you. And I don't know if they'll make the tape available from this morning, but we talked about the sanctifying part of the blood. The sanctifying part of the blood cleanses you. It's not what you're saved from. The redemption and the cleansing, you're saved from sin, but in sanctification, it's what you're saved to. And that blood will move everything out of you and so prepare your temple until you are completely sanctified and God has filled you with His glory. Hallelujah. When you take the cup of communion, you're entering into all of that great divine economy. When you take the bread, you're entering into that divine economy of that body that came into the earth, that earthen body that bore all your sickness, that bore all your pains and sorrows. When you take that tonight, you're taking that risen kinsman redeemer. You're taking Him into you for your physical sustenance in this earth while you serve Him in this temple. And when you take communion tonight, don't you take it lightly. You close your eyes and you get in on that great divine circle. Smith Wigglesworth took communion every day, kept it before him. Let's read this, John 6. Oh, hallelujah. To understand these Jews and why they went away, let's go back and hold right here John 6 and let's get Leviticus 11. Say glory. No, it's Leviticus 17. Remember, Jesus offered His blood shed as a lamb before the foundation of the world. And God then had to reveal to them, He didn't have to make man with blood in him, but He made man and put him in an earthen vessel so that that earthen vessel could be broken and that blood poured out for his sin. So God was teaching them about this blood. Leviticus 17 Verse 10, whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel or of the strangers that sojourn among you that eats any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eats blood, and I will cut him off from among his people. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make a covering for your souls. For it is the blood that makes a covering for your soul. Now, John chapter 6, 53. Jesus began to teach them about the bread that He is. John 6, 47. Verily I say unto you, he that believes on me has everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me, and I in him, as the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father. So he that eats me, even he shall live by me. Go back to verse 56. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me and I in him. They were thinking naturally. They were not born again. They were thinking back to the law, the old covenant that said to them, if they eat any blood, they are going to be cut off from God forever. But he's speaking spiritually. And he speaks to them of a new kind of a life that comes in you. And when that life comes in you at your new birth, you're no longer a natural earthly creature. The Bible says you're from heaven, Philippians 3:20. Our citizenship is in heaven. We have a new kind of life, and our new kind of life has a new kind of sustenance. And that new kind of life, that eternal life, has the sustenance of the blood and the body of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory. And so tonight, when we enter into this Moed. This is a Moed. This is a time. It's not really a fixed date. He said, as often as you do this, you remember me. Remember about his shed blood. Remember about his broken body. Don't just take it lightly. God sent us many years ago to a Quaker church, and we came into that church, and the pastor was a Quaker. Now he's a teacher at Rhema, but the Quakers didn't use, and we're still in the same church, but it's no longer a Quaker church. Good people, the Quaker people, but they did not use the elements. They did not use a cup and a bread. They took communion in the Spirit. And you know what? They had some wonderful communion services. And those Quakers didn't take communion lightly. And I've never walked in a group of people who walked in so much love as those Quakers did. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Now let's turn to Hebrews 9 and watch the blood just a little bit further before we do take communion, because we know that it traveled a circle. Remember, Jesus taught, I came from the Father, I came into the earth, I returned back to the Father. The blood has its heavenly terminal. Everything, his word comes in heaven, it comes down, it produces, it returns back to him with fruit. The blood began in heaven. He was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. It helps you so much to have broad vision and know that God's not catching up and know that these little problems that you're facing day to day, hallelujah, you're going to live for eternity and maybe develop Mars and Venus. So here is the path of the blood. As it came into the earth, he revealed it through the Passover. He revealed it through the feast. And then Jesus came and fulfilled the Passover. He showed them what he was doing. And he did what he tells us in chapter 9 of Hebrews, which is a marvelous chapter. We'll read only a few verses, for we do not have time. Oh, I got to start with verse 5. In the tabernacle in the Old Testament, which is a picture, all of that's a picture of what's in heaven. God showed Moses what was in heaven. I don't know whether he took him up there or what he did, but he showed him everything, and Moses made it by pattern.
You've been listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. If you would like to purchase this teaching, call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or log on at billybrim.org. That's B-I-L-L-Y-E. BRIM.org, or write us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. This is Chip Brim saying Shalom, and remember, in all you do in word or deed, do to the glory of God.